the season to shake that ass. Tis the season to shake those titties. Bouncing girl, girl, girl. Hey!
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K.
Oh, yeah, dancers and prancers, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Donner to my Blitz and Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Welcome back to the 12 days of TCB. Here we are rolling toward Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. The day after Christmas, the day after the day after
every
Christmas,
day.
Every fucking day you get a new episode of The Commercial Break in December. Fear not. Thank you to everybody who has been supporting us, writing in,
I know,
saying wonderful
I love
things
the
about us. I do. I do love the reaction.
That is nice. That makes it worth it.
This has been great for the audience, not so good
exactly.
for the three of us here in the room,
exactly.
as we've been nonstop recording. But hey, we'll get a nice break.
We will.
Brian,
the
beat 'em up boss, will give you guys a break, I promise, real soon.
Yes, it will be well deserved.
Oh, man, will it be well deserved. So, yeah, and everybody has been writing in saying that really enjoying the 12 days of TCB. Some people have been so kind as to send screenshots of them donating. I saw a National Breast Cancer Coalition fund or two the other day, a couple ASPCAs, and the St. Jude Foundation seems to be a popular one with everybody. So, thank you very much. Your swag is on the way. I do promise that. So, Chrissy. How are you feeling? I just want to take a temperature check in the room. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. I'm feeling great.
You sound like you got a little bit of a cold.
No, it's my throat because we've been doing so many shows day after day after day. I might need some tea and honey.
You need some tea and honey?
I might.
We'll get you some tea and honey. After this episode,
all right, just finish
not
this
letting
one.
You, not letting you go. You got to finish
me.
This episode, man. I'll tell you what.
Don't even say I'm getting a cold. I do not want a cold.
Well, and I already said it, so now you already got it.
No, but don't put that into the ethos.
Oh, God, I put it into the ether. What are we, Teresa Caputo now? What are we going to do? You got to go around, spit twice, spin around, yell in the air?
Yes.
What are you going to do? How do you get rid of a cold? Well, listen, it is that time of year when people do get sick, and you have been coming here, where I have 13 to 15 yes. children, that bring around every fucking disease possible.
Yeah.
One of my kids had this weird, have you ever heard of Rosalia?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of this? Rosalia
no.
is a very nondescript infection that children
get. It sounds like a flower.
It sounds like a lovely flower. It basically blooms into an extraordinarily high fever with a rash. But adults don't get it, so don't worry. You don't have to worry about it. Or do adults get it? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If you get it, let me know. But my kid was cooking. She was like at 105. 0.7, and so when you touch her, she's hot. So listen to this. This is crazy.
105.7.
You say 105.7, their brains are burning at that point,
yeah.
but not true with children. Children can, they have a lot of malleability in their brains because they're not fully formed yet. So it's a little bit, it's much different actually with a child. If you're at 105.7 as an adult, you're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way your body can take that. So when my first one was born, about a year, he's a year and a half old, and one night he was sleeping in the bed with Astrid and I, and I rolled over in the, he was in the middle of us. I rolled over and I touched him, just like put my hand on him.
Right.
And he was like a tea kettle. That's how hot he was. And I was like, holy shit, you know, he's a fever. So we get up, we get the thermometer, we take his temperature. He's at 105 something. And we are freaking the fuck out.
Of course,
we're like, oh my
yeah.
God. So we get some cool damp cloths and we give him, you know, Tylenol or Motrin or whatever it is. And we put a call in to the doctor. And the doctor says, well, listen, if it goes down, you know, great. If it goes up, go to the hospital. If it goes down, don't worry about it. Come and see us tomorrow. So we bring him in the next day. And when the doctor takes his temperature, it's at 106. And now, so I'm totally freaking out about this.
Yeah, I know.
And the doctor is like,
It's
our first. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right? Which is a really hard thing to do as a child. She's like, don't worry about it. Honestly, sometimes kids go into the 107, sometimes even the 108s. And it's just their body reacting to an infection. As long as we can bring it down with some kind of medication or, you know, cooling them off in some way, shape, or form, then we don't get worried about it. But I thought to myself, holy shit, you could
damaging.
Cook rice at 107.
Right.
Can you cook rice at 107?
I don't know.
What does water boil at? Fahrenheit.
100 degrees Celsius.
What is it on? I know, Celsius. That always gets me fooled.
Christina, you have the European.
No one knows this. I was embarrassed that none of us knew what temperature water boils
yeah,
at.
Yeah, what is water boil? 130 degrees Fahrenheit, I think,
there's
is what
like
it is. 127.
Difference. I don't know.
Okay, fact check that, Christina.
Zero is
32 degrees.
Yeah.
212 degrees Fahrenheit.
212.
212 degrees.
Okay, so you had a little ways to go.
Okay, yeah. So we couldn't fry an egg on his head.
Rice could boil.
Rice could boil on my son's chest. So anyway, if you get Rosalia, let me know. You know where they get a lot of infections, like Rosalia, is at Carnival Cruises, apparently. I was going to share with you this, that...
Oh my God.
Where is this going? I was going to share with you that I was, right before we got on, I was flipping through Instagram, as I do, and I saw this reel where someone had posted that a guy on a Carnival cruise, not but 45 minutes to an hour after they left the LA port, was trying to kick down people's doors.
Jeez.
He had his shirt off, big boy, trying to kick down doors on the Carnival cruise. I have determined that the Carnival cruise has become the Black Friday Walmart of cruising.
Well, because it's so cheap, right?
It's, I mean, it's dirt fucking cheap. It's like $100 to go to Cozumel for the weekend.
I've seen those ads before.
I've been on a Carnival cruise, by the way. I went on there many years ago. It was my first cruise, was a Carnival cruise. And I thought it was lovely because I had nothing to compare
it
to.
Well, I was going
to
say, maybe that's the starter cruise.
Yeah, it's the starter cruise. It's the starter cruise, or it's the I want to get away for the weekend and I don't, you know, I'm not getting paid till next week kind of cruise. Because I've been on Royal Caribbean and Disney cruise. Now, Disney cruises are crazy expensive anyway, so you get what you get what you pay for in that sense. Royal Caribbean, I think, is like the middle of the road. They have Ritz-Carlton cruises
now,
too.
Oh, I know. I'm on that list now.
I'm on that list now, too.
I would go on a Ritz cruise.
I would definitely go on a Ritz cruise. If it wasn't $41,000 for the mid-suite. $41,000.
I looked into it. I was like... Well, I was like, Jeff and I, well, let's treat ourselves.
Jeff and I will treat ourselves. Yeah, where do you work?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's way off.
Way off. Yeah. 41. But so there's a huge gap between $239 for a person to go to Cozumel for the weekend and $41,000 for the mid-suite on a Ritz-Carlton cruise. And so I understand that when you make it accessible or affordable for everyone to cruise— Everyone's going to cruise. Everyone and anyone are going to cruise.
You're going to get a mix.
But so far this year, I think I've heard that Carnival Cruises has had to pull a poop cruise for 3.5 days back to port. Many people have fallen
sick,
or jumped sick. Off. Sick, you know, all kind of bacteria running through there. You know, some lady died in the jacuzzi. People are literally rocking the boat in the middle of the night. I can't tell you how many fights I've seen in those clubs at night that are going on in those Carnival cruises. What is wrong with people? Why can't, you're on a cruise. Why is everyone so
upset?
Somebody
was looking at somebody's girl. That's what happened.
Chrissy,
drunk.
Somebody is looking at somebody's girl.
That's the way it happened.
That's true.
Somebody's looking at somebody's man or somebody's girl and alcohol.
Yo, alcohol is the reason.
Unlimited alcohol.
Yeah,
or
that's
they
the
have.
Thing. And trust me, they're not giving you, you know, Cuervo
no,
1800 on
best,
those cruises.
The top shelf.
Yeah, that's what we call the well liquor. You know why we call it the well liquor? You keep it in the well so people can't see it.
Yes.
That's a true story.
I know.
Yeah. Top shelf liquor is on the shelf so people see it and they want to buy it. Well liquor is in the well where no one can determine exactly what they're drinking, including the bartenders or the people selling you that alcohol.
Yeah.
It is a bad idea to order well drinks all night long because that alcohol is probably high octane.
Carnival cruises the well drink.
They're the well liquor of the cruise world. Yes. Absolutely. Listen, you can't fault someone for trying to find a deal.
No.
In that regard, I say, hey, listen, you know, if you can only afford $239 a night, or a cruise.
You've got to get to Jamaica.
And you've got to get to Jamaica tomorrow to buy some weed. And flush it down the toilet before you make it back to port, like Brian did.
Uh-huh.
Then listen, Carnival is a great option. By the way, Carnival Cruise was the cruise
that I got
stopped on the way back in.
That makes sense.
And had a strip search, including an anal cavity
search.
Well,
I'm surprised they were so strict.
Well, of course they are. They know that the people who are smuggling weed go on Carnival cruises.
I guess you probably don't get the same treatment on the Ritz cruise.
No, at the Ritz cruise, I don't
this
know.
This way, sir.
Yeah, they land a helicopter. This way, sir.
Here's a special container for
the
weed.
We will now pull into Star Island in Miami. We're a... Trump helicopter will pick you up and fly you back to a New York City skyscraper, where there you'll have your ass wiped with only the finest cotton sheets.
500 thread count.
Yeah, in the Ritz-Carlton cruises, you press a button in the bathroom and it goes poo poo. Or a pee-pee. And someone comes running in and they dab your penis. Mm-hmm. If you pee-pee, they go ping, ping. And clean the seat.
I wonder if they have bidets. I love a bidet.
Oh, they must have bidets on the Ritz-Carlton. Well, actually, no. There's spaces at a premium there. But I did look at the floor plans on the... You know,
I did, too.
I wish I could do that.
I was totally going on, like, my vision board.
Listen, true story. Astrid and I love a Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, we do, too.
We love a Ritz-Carlton. We got married there. That doesn't mean we have money. It means somebody else had money to give us, right? But we have been...
It's a treat.
We have been lucky enough to stay at a number of Ritz-Carltons.
It is a treat.
We are the kind of people who go on vacation and we spend the money on the accommodations.
Exactly.
Right? We have children, so we know that, you know, we're not going to do anything fun during the vacation, so we might as well stay somewhere nice.
We do, too, because we like to relax.
Yeah, and so we've stayed at Ritz-Carlton. Plus, when you get married at the Ritz-Carlton, they give you a bunch of points you can use, you know, to stay at a place. So we've made the best use out of those points. So I love a Ritz-Carlton. So when those cruise lines, when they started hitting me up about their new cruise ships, I was looking at every floor plan, and some of those cruise ship suites at the Ritz-Carlton, they're like 1,300 square feet.
Oh, yeah.
That's half this house. I mean,
bigger than my apartment.
I know. It's not even in the way that they do them up. Every inch is the finest mm-hmm. quality, everything. When you go to
the price, because
of course, when you're paying $41,000
a night,
a person to get on one of those cruises, a person. And then they only take you on like a 3-day cruise for $41,000. They have three restaurants. When they have racquetball on a cruise ship, you know you're cruising with stuff. I think they actually have a polo field there. I think Harry and Meghan do polo on the Ritz-Carlton ship. But when you go on a Carnival cruise, because I've been on one, they stick a bed up against the wall. There's a porthole you can't see out of. And the crapper and the shower are the same thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm not going to do.
Yeah, you put down the toilet seat, give yourself a shower, but it's not
fun.
Those cruise ships are crazy.
But we're going to Jamaica.
So you're saying there's a chance. Hey, listen, after the 12 days of TCB, I'm treating everybody to a Carnival cruise.
I think we should do it just for research purposes.
Oh, I would do it. I think those Carnival cruises are the ones where they have the yacht.
I'll bring my own food.
The wrestling cruises are definitely on Carnival. I can guarantee you that.
Absolutely. Brad Williams was on that.
Yeah, Brad Williams. Or the 90s music cruise, which apparently is very popular. I saw there was a 311 cruise. Creed has done a cruise. Everybody has a cruise.
Yes.
Why not a TCB cruise?
Heather McMahon has a cruise.
Heather McMahon has a cruise.
I bet that cruise would be fun.
I bet it would be, too.
I know.
She's been talking about it for a while, and I'm excited to hear the stories from it.
Why can't we have a cruise? Well, I think we need to probably do the live shows we bailed on last year before we do. People texting all the time. What are those live shows? Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Those live shows may now be on Twitch. We'll figure it out. Hey, we gave you refunds. What can we do? The live show's now on Carnival Cruise from here to Cozumel. Now, Carnival's not in on this. It's just us. It's like these charities we've been talking about. They know nothing about it, neither does Carnival Cruise. Chrissy and I will be doing a live episode of TCB in the formal dining room every night at our table. Which I just hope we can sell the table.
I just hope we can sell 10 tables. Your mom has off to the side at the retirement.
Yes, a private. Yes. Yeah. If not, then we'll do it. Room. We'll do it next to the bed by the porthole. I can see it.
We do.
Yes.
We had a whole show planned.
Yes. Well, we had a whole show planned. I'm not even going to get into it. It's not even worth talking about. We'll get back to it, I promise. But on Carnival,
let's put a pin in it for right now and circle back.
Let's
later.
Yeah, 2030. When my next parathyroid gets taken out. When my next tumor grows, then we'll think about it. Carnival Cruise actually sells And I think a lot of cruise ships do this. They sell rooms underneath the waterline.
Oh my God. Those are the $200.
Those are the $200. Well, I don't know. On Carnival, you might get a balcony for $200, but you can actually get one of those stowaway rooms, and they call it the stowaway room.
Like in Best in Show when they put them in the janitor closet.
Yes. I'm not even kidding. No window, just a painting of the ocean. Where you can pretend. Where you can pretend that everything's... Yeah. This is the, if the ship goes down, your first room.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's why it's $100. We need the weight to balance out the ship. $100. What do you say? But we'll let you have all the well liquor you want. Don't worry about it.
That was probably the guy that was busting down doors on the carnival.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Whatever was going on, he looked angry. They actually had to sedate him. The doctors
like
sedated
an animal.
Like an elephant. They just stuck him like an elephant. That's crazy. I mean, I don't even know if that's legal, but I guess out in open water, anything's yeah. legal.
And I guess. No, that's lawless.
Hey, listen, great idea. I don't drink. So next time I go on the carnival cruise, I'm going to start kicking down doors to get the good stuff. All right. Okay. Listen, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence is what we're talking about for the next couple of days, or for the last couple of days. We've been talking about it. We are going to put a link in the show notes. The National Coalition Against Domestic Violence helps women and children who are getting out of abusive situations get back on their feet, find shelter, get away from the abusive relationships, and then get back on their feet, and also with financial literacy so that they can take care of themselves and their family during what has to be extraordinarily difficult times.
Super important.
I know that the local women's shelter around here, which we give a lot of stuff to and, mm-hmm. and money to, this is the busiest time of the year you can only imagine. And a lot of women choose to decouple from those situations now. A lot of those women have children. And it's just a terrible...
Scary.
Yeah, it's scary. It's a terrible thing to think about. And then to think about the fact that the kids may not have Christmas gifts, mm-hmm. which makes it twice as miserable and twice as scary, and that the women are really in a shitty situation they've got to dig themselves out of. These people do God's work by helping other human beings get out of terrible situations. So if you would, donate a dollar. Even a dollar can make a big difference this mm-hmm. time of year to any of the causes we've been talking about. But this one feels near and dear to my heart. So if you would, please, we'll put a link in the show notes directly to their website where you may make that donation directly to them. We have nothing to do with it, but we're just encouraging you to do some good during the 12 days of TCB. The love connection has nothing to do with the carnival cruises or the abuse, but or maybe, I don't know. We don't know what happened in every love connection relationship, do we? But I will promise you, the person we're reviewing today is not an abuser.
Okay,
I'll promise you
good.
This. Probably the nicest guy that's ever been on Love Connection. We're going to be back with one of our favorites, What the Fuck, Chuck, Love Connection, after these words. We'll be back.
Holidays getting you down? Family acting out of pocket? Text us and tell us all about it at 212-433-3TCB. Or leave us a voicemail with all of the unhinged and or spicy details. And then follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. And on TikTok at TCB Podcast if you need a laugh or an escape. You can always escape for a full hour and watch our YouTube videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak while you simultaneously peruse our website, tcbpodcast.com, to find out all there is to know about Brian and Chrissy. Now let's hear from our sponsors so we can afford the holidays this year.
Oh, man. Okay, listen. Over the last couple of years, one of our favorite things to do is to review dating shows. Now, yesterday, we reviewed MTV's Parental Control. What a terrible television
Whatever
show.
Whatever happened to Jeremy?
I didn't find Jeremy, actually. Didn't find Jeremy. I would have thought for sure.
He's probably wiped his history clean of that show.
Or he's not around. He's not with
or
us anymore.
He's not with us anymore.
He's incarcerated somewhere. Jeremy, I couldn't find him. I thought for sure he would be someone trying to make a living on Instagram, but I didn't find him. I'll continue to look. My search skills are fantastic. So if he's out there, I'll find him. But I only spent a couple minutes on it yesterday. Okay, so one of our favorite things to do has been to review Love Connection episodes. Love Connection, of course, the very famous dating show from back in the 80s and early 90s. They actually had two versions of the Love Connection, one with Chuck Woolery and then another one in the mid-90s with another guy. Not as funny. Chuck is definitely the best. Although he became problematic in his later years. He was great, but he's great now. He's great back in the 80s.
He died recently, right?
Chuck Woolery did.
I believe.
I do remember seeing something about this.
And I was like, oh, Chuck died.
Yeah, Chuck died. Okay, well, I think Chuck died. We'll figure that out. Is he dead? Yeah, he's dead.
November 23rd, recently.
So that's what I was.
Oh, he just died November 23rd?
Yeah, I sent that to you.
Aw.
I know.
Okay. Well, Chuck, for at least in the 80s, you were a nice guy. So I think I have found the nicest guy that has ever been on the Love Connection stage. And that is saying something, because in the 80s, the people just had a different like attitude.
And also looked 20 years older.
And also look, this guy, wait till you see this guy. I think he's 31. He looks like he's 62. Okay. Wait till you see this guy. Okay, let's review this episode of Love Connection. Here's our boy, Chuck Woolery. Oh, can you hit play for me? Thanks. And also the music.
I thought I unmuted it, but I don't think I see the other
one. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Cecilia, Kentucky. Yeah, says it's good. 1979 and 1980, they were the best years of his social life.
Look at him. He is 37 years old. Chrissy, this guy does not look a day under 65 years old. This is amazing.
I know.
We have started. I think all those preservatives are
a huge mustache.
Look at that.
The mustache, I think, adds.
Yeah, the mustache does add years.
And the jowls.
Yeah, the jowls and the gray hair. All of it together. And the caterpillars on top of his eyes.
Been divorced for 13 years, but he says that he wants to get married real soon.
Oh.
Please welcome John Duvall.
The men don't usually say that.
Hello, John. How are you?
Awesome. Cecilia, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's down around Fort Knox, isn't it?
It's about 30 miles as a crow flies south.
Okay.
It's about 30 miles outside of Fort Knox. You see, what you
as
do
the
is,
crow flies.
Yeah, if you take I-40 over there to exit 32, then you get off at 32, you can take 16 over to 12, and you know where the gas station is, Chevron, you'll take a right there. I live about 12 miles from there, and you got to pass a couple of pastures first, Chrissy. Just letting you know.
Okay.
What was so special? It said 1979, 1980. They're the best years of your social life. What was so special about that?
That was when disco rang supreme.
Oh, he was big into disco.
I love John. He's so sweet.
I know.
I used to get him a bell bottoms, and I would go out on Friday night, and I like to wear the bell bottoms, but my penis often showed, so I'd put a little pad in there so it was not to upset any of the women folk. And then we'd go out and party hard. We did a lot of cocaine and poppers back then, and that's why I think it was fun.
Big discoer. I had a dance partner. We had.
You did?
She's about 10 years older than I was. She had her own boyfriend.
Yeah.
But
she had her own boyfriend.
He was cuckolding. This is the nicest guy that's ever lived. Oh, my God.
I had a dance partner. She had a boyfriend. Made it pretty clear to me that there would not be any funny stuff. But that was okay with me. I wasn't very sexually mature. I was only 29 years old. I wasn't quite ready for the full ride, if you know what I mean, Chuck.
Made it kind of nice because we would go out there and really do our thing and had our little costumes on.
Had costumes?
Exactly.
What kind of costume?
Oh, I had like a tuxedo shirt with tuxedo pants and suspenders.
Oh. And that's quite the look.
I got my whole outfit at TJ Maxx for about $39, and then she would be wearing a sparkly do, if you don't mind, and then we would go out there and do our thing, and there was absolutely no physical contact afterwards. It was kind of nice for me and her husband.
His partner had a nice disco dress, and we would do her thing, and she would go sit with her boyfriend. And then this was what was so great about 79 and 80.
He's just perking right up.
Look at his eyes. Yeah. He's like, this was what's so great about 79 and 80s. Most people thought I was gay, so I really did not get a lot of action, but I looked good doing it. Do you know what I'm saying, Chuck?
Come over and ask me to dance instead of having it the other way around.
Sure, they thought you were good, probably.
Hey, I made them all feel like Ginger Rogers. And they'd love me for it. They love me so well, I increased my dating about maybe 5 to 10 times a week.
Really?
Okay. 5 to 10 times a week? There's only 7 days in the week. Jeez.
He's quite the man about the discos.
Yeah. I think even when I was dating someone seriously, we wouldn't go on 5 dates a week. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Very much.
Well, now, what happened to your social life after disco took a dive?
Well,
it did plummet. I got into Transformers and model trains. And I had a model train partner, and you see, she would come in and help me with the model train, but she was married. But what would happen is we would go to the model train conventions, and then oftentimes I would be approached by other men to play with their trains. And it was nice in that regard. I felt like I was being paid attention to.
You're really embodying this character.
I think this guy's very nice. I wish for 1 minute I was... I wish for 1 minute I was as innocent as John was.
Country western scene came in.
He just changed the music. Doesn't matter. Boy, country western's in. Take off the sequin vest and pop into your cowboy boots.
I couldn't keep up with the steps.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
I didn't really like it, Chuck. Because disco was so sweet and the way we turn and touch dancing, and this was all, hey, jerk 'em around, cowboy. I didn't like it.
This was all jerk 'em off cowboy. I was at a certain kind of cowboy bar, and I don't know, it just didn't feel right to me, Chuck.
I didn't care for it.
Plus, the tight jeans didn't show off the best of me, if you know what I mean. I found that my dating decreased by 5 to 10 days a week.
In fact, I get sore arms from dancing with some of the cowgirls, and so I didn't like that.
I bruised easily, Chuck. I got sore arms from dancing with the cowgirls.
Wow, he gave it a shot. Listen,
he's a man about town.
He likes to dance.
He does. Well, you got hair like that.
Well,
disco is your thing.
It is.
Right. I think he probably should have changed his haircut after disco.
I've been doing the last couple of years.
Waiting for disco to come back.
Waiting for disco to come back. And sitting at home and playing disco with my thumbs.
Well, let's take a look at the tape.
Playing disco with my thumbs.
To John Sondheim, I remember you're going to vote.
Oh, this is my favorite part when we get to look at the ladies he's going to choose.
Okay, first there was Tony. She enjoys dancing and woodworking. She's been divorced for four years.
She likes dancing. Mm-hmm. She likes woodworking.
And woodworking.
I think that's something John could get into.
She has a 5-year-old son. Now, she thinks the best thing about being single is having her own bathroom. She says men are a constant source of surprise. Here's what she means.
Someone who seems like they'd be very dull on a date turns out to be very exciting. Some that you think would never be interested in a small child become very attached.
Oh, well, that might be a downside there, Terry. The 80s were a different time, guys. Some men just take no interest in my child, and some take a lot of interest
very
in my
attached.
Child. That's right. I think this lady's a perfect fit for our boy here.
Tony?
She's very soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tony?
My child. It's always new, and it's always different.
All right.
How's your child feel about that?
I know.
It was Len. She admits that she talks too much.
Len.
She says that she'd like to get married so that she can stop having blind dates and start having children. Here's how Len likes to be.
Len's 33. Looks 43. Mm-hmm.
I want to be taken seriously. Definitely. Not because I'm female.
If you want to be taken seriously, don't wrap your shirt in a bow.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be real about
pink.
It.
I have different anatomy that I have different feelings or different emotions than they do. But if they want to be a gentleman, that's okay. If it makes them feel comfortable, I don't demand, I don't have to have anybody open my door.
Okay.
She's very forward for the early 80s.
She's in 80s. Construction.
Joe, well, you got to have a good head on your shoulders to be in construction.
Yep.
Finally watched Ellen. She's originally from Richmond, Virginia. She enjoys going to museums. Says that she wants a man who's attractive and smart as she is. Here's what she doesn't want.
You can tell in Ellen's eyes that she's already way too advanced for our boy here.
I think so.
I don't want him to be an egotistical person. I'd rather have somebody that was more interested in things in his life than his own life. In other words, like maybe his hobbies or, things that he does rather than himself. I don't want the guy that's always taking the mirror and going like this while he's driving.
Well, you lucked out on this one. I'm not sure this guy even has ever looked in a mirror.
Okay, then look at all three of them again. First is Tony. She's 36. She's a high school teacher. Len works in the construction industry, and she's 33. and Ellen's 34. She's a sales rep for a textile company. The audience, you met John, seen his three choices. Know a lot about it.
Oh, they're choosing
who
now.
Fix him up?
Number one!
All right.
It was audience, such a fun and interactive way for the audience to get involved.
It is a fun and interactive way for the audience to get involved. Choose which person's going to go on a blind date with this luscious, lovely man.
We're out of time, so we're going to find out who John picked and hear everything that happened.
Don't worry, Chrissy. I got the second half.
We're going to find out tomorrow, though. That's our show for today. I'm Chuck Woolery. I hope all your dates tonight are good ones. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
That's a nice way to end things.
Yeah, this is one of the very early episodes, by the way. You can tell just by the hissing noise in the background and the way that this is made.
How they can get on Love Connection. It's a lot easier than they think. Now, if you're over 21, just call this number right here and have a free date on us. Now, how bad can that be?
Well.
It's kind of weird that you set people up on blind dates. They show up at each other's houses. Yeah.
That's an early set.
Yeah, I love the music.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Chuck Woolery's wardrobe, furnished by Pierre Cardin.
Pierre Cardin, Chrissy.
Ooh.
I'm just letting the music play because I like it.
Fiction. Today, you'll meet John. He always recites poetry to his dates.
Huh.
Yesterday, the audience voted on which one.
That reciting poetry to you, would that be weird or would you like that?
I mean, it depends on the poem.
Poetry, yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, like if you just met a guy and he came in on the second date and he just said, I have a poem for you.
Yeah,
I'd like to read
it. Date.
Yeah. Maybe like the second year of marriage.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. No, not for you.
I don't think there is any situation where it is appropriate for a man to read me a poem.
Oh,
unless
really?
I am at a poet's event.
Yes. What if
write a poem for me?
I've written soliloquies, but I don't think I've ever written a poem for anybody. And I certainly wouldn't recite them to him. That's what iMessage is for.
It's like making someone listen to you play the guitar. It's giving Barbie, you know?
Yeah.
You guys know the scene.
Yeah. I've done that a lot.
Escaping Brian.
But to be fair to me, I was drunk or high. So there you go.
These three women.
They willingly did it because they said, well, it's better than him talking. I said, do you want to hear a little Brian's escape?
Okay, that's right.
Here's our latest single.
Be best for him. Today you'll
Sunny
hear
side
who
up.
John chose.
Sunny side up. Sunny side up. I just was a fan of things that, words that sounded good together. They had no meaning.
Yes.
Says his date. And you'll meet Jan. The audience chose a date for her, and it didn't work out.
Oh.
Today, we'll hear about her date with the man she chose.
We won't actually hear about that date, but we'll hear about Joe's date.
They were, like, already saying it didn't work out back
then.
Well,
because she came back for a second round.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
But they didn't, but in later years, they don't say.
No, they don't do that. Right. In later years, they also don't have a 7.5-minute introduction like the commercial break did for the first two seasons.
Yeah.
Now, here's our host, Chuck Woolery.
Thank you,
everybody. Thank you. Wow, it's so good looking.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy has ass hair. We love ass hair.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies love Chuck.
Get started by meeting our first guest. He's originally from Cecilia, Kentucky. He's been divorced for 13 years, but he says that he's ready to remarry. Says that he came to Love Connection because he didn't like the women he's been meeting.
He's been divorced for 13 years.
Please welcome 13 years. He's 37, so he got divorced at 24, 25.
Got divorced.
Yeah, 24. Mm. Yeah, that's young to get divorced.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you were married to John?
Well.
I know.
John Duval.
It's going to take a certain kind of personality.
It is.
Nice guys sometimes do finish last. It's a true story. And the reason why nice guys finish last is because there is a certain boredom that comes with always being nice. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I can see John.
Well, in your young 20s, maybe.
Yes, yes.
Although he sounds exciting with the discos.
Well, listen. Yeah, he sounds so exciting that he couldn't find his own dance partner.
Welcome back. Have a seat. Well, John, what's wrong with the women you've been meeting?
Well, I'm still, meeting some women at bars and places like that.
Yeah.
And they seem to be a lot different than they did back in the early 80s and the late 70s. They're more cold and callous and in fact, it seems like they're more ugly.
Why do you think
they're more ugly?
He threw that in there, too. Damn.
Well, Brad Pitt.
I know.
Well,
women got standards and he can't stand it.
I can't take it anymore.
I don't know. It's really hard to say. Maybe I could be getting older, too.
You could be getting older, John. Yes. That might be a statement that might be true.
I mean, that was dating before that were younger, getting older, too, and we're all getting older.
That's sort of poetry.
We're all getting older, Chuck. It's just one of those unfortunate things. One year I'm 36, and the next year I happen to be 37. My birthday was last Tuesday, Chuck, and I almost ran over a squirrel. Luckily, I avoided any kind of contact, but it was because my arms are sore from all that flipping and flopping and that country western type music.
Well, I rewrite this. Yes,
poetry or
this poetry is my own, and I write it. And normally on a date, if I recite the poetry, I'll recite a poem about myself. Just let the girl.
Roses are red.
Marissa,
violets are
about
blue.
About himself.
I'm getting older. How about you?
Don't know what I'm like. And it's like a self-portrait poem. Then if I like the girl.
Yeah, maybe shy away from the self-portrait poem.
Yeah, we don't need to hear about your self-reflection. It's like Aaron Rodgers doing a whole Netflix special on his ayahuasca experience. It's just a little glow-up we don't need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, I'll recite her a poem that I wrote to one of my last loves, which was
called
To One of Your Last Loves.
Yeah, nothing gets a girl wet like the last girl.
Yeah, the poem you wrote for the last girl.
Yeah. It works every time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mention her name or anything like that, of course.
You don't say, to Helen.
I'll leave it out. I do have one poem that I have a blank in. I could put a girl's names in.
Well, please repeat it. Please recite it. But, of course, Chuck won't have a follow-up question here, which will suck, because that's not what Chuck does.
No.
Chuck's bad at follow-up questions.
But I don't do
that. He's got to move things along.
Let's bring everybody up to date on what happened yesterday.
Let's move this along. Let's move away from the interesting part of the show and back to the boring part of the show.
Now, we showed the audience John's three choices. They voted on which one they thought would be best for him, and we're going to take a look to catch you up to date. First, there's Tony. She enjoys dancing and woodworking.
Dancing and woodworking.
I mean, I kind of like it.
And that's Tony. Then Lynn, she says that... she'd like to get married so she can stop having blind dates and start having babies. Helen says that she wants a man.
Way to summarize it.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. Well, to be fair, that's what she said.
Who's as attractive and smart as she is. Now, the audience vote was recorded yesterday. We're going to get to that a little bit later on. But right now, John's going to remind us who he chose. Who'd you pick?
Chuck, I chose Ellen.
Oh,
he chose the one that I thought would be least a fit for him, because Ellen looks and sounds like she's lived some life.
Saucy.
And John looks like he literally reads novels on his day off.
Let's do it right now. Let's say hello to Ellen Ellen Gillespie.
Hi, Ellen.
Chuck. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, just make yourself at home back there, okay? And you can tell me about the date.
I went over to pick Ellen up.
Yeah.
And I took Route 34, and then I got off at exit 12, and I was in my jeans and had some suspenders on, Chuck. All right, John, let's move it along now.
She invited me in, and I go, into the house right there, and she looked very nice. The beautiful blue eyes. Yeah. Well, which she corrected me, the turquoise eyes. Very nice. We're in the right places, I think. Absolutely.
That's good, Josh.
Both the ice.
Yeah.
And I get in, so we've got to give her a chance to put the rose water, and she had watered some of other plants, so I kind of went on a little tour of her.
All right, John, let's move along now. We only have 15 minutes.
She had some other plants.
She had some other plants. Please name them, please. I hope this guy names them.
And we get into this one room, and she opens up the door, and I'm noticing some of the art that she does. She's a fantastic artist.
Is she?
Nice paintings. Just one painting, though,
nice
was, we're talking life-size male nude.
Oh.
And I like it.
And there...
His
I
eyes.
Saw it. Yes.
His eyes.
It was
rolled.
It was a penis. And I came
nice
to
size.
The
realization.
Yeah, life size penis. And I came to the realization I was dating the wrong sex.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, you know, am I here and the somewhere right now? You know, I don't know. And in fact, she's.
I thought maybe
a,
you'd be thinking, well, she want to paint you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I could meet up with this nude.
I don't know if I could lead up to this nude.
I don't know if I could meet up to this nude. Meaning he doesn't, his penis doesn't quite measure up. Right.
Yeah.
So very good artist. And I mean, we're talking detail in some areas, if you know what I mean.
He's been dying to tell this story.
Oh, he has.
It was the most exciting thing that happened to him since the disco days.
He knew the second that he walked into that room that he had the best love connection story. Mm-hmm. And he might be right, because this might be episode number three. So, and it had great detail in some places. Please tell us which places it had great detail.
Hours posing, this one,
a lot of hair under the arm.
Exactly.
All right, I think that's a good place that we should take a break. Let me remind you that we are talking about the Women's the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence is one of the five charities that we are going to focus on during the 12 days of TCB. We're just shining a light on these charities that do such great work. And if you would be so kind as to just donate a few dollars, $5, $10, $50, $1,000, whatever it is, to one or multiple of these charities, we certainly would appreciate it. It'll make you feel better. They'll be able to do some more good. Go out there in the world in 2025 and help some people, some pets.
And we've vetted these charities, too. They use almost all of their money that's donated.
Most of these charities use a majority of their money. I mean, all of these charities use a majority of their money to the intended causes, which not all charities do. There are many charities, probably the ones you know most about because you hear about them all the time, that do nothing but market their own charity. They'll spend like 70% of their budget on getting more money, and then they pay their, you know, the people who run these organizations a whole shitload of money. None of these organizations do that. St. Jude does do a lot of advertising, but they also do a whole shitload of good, and they do more good than they do advertising. Anyway, you get the point. Links are in the show notes. The National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Please go donate. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Hi, you know what time it is, so let's get to it. Pull that phone out of your pocket and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok for now, I guess, at TCB Podcast. You can also find all of our video content that we're filming in our brand new studio at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. So check it out and throw us a follow, a like, a comment, whatever you can spare. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always text us or call us and leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB. Now I have one last request. During the 12 or 263 days of TCB, check out our featured charities and donate to them if you can this holiday season. All right, let's take a listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
All right, now we're back. With
all right.
All right, we got it. No problem. Don't worry about it. Christina here in studio with us. By the way, just doing a wonderful job. There's so many moving parts
Thank
now to this
Christina.
Whole thing.
Despite my snafu earlier.
That's okay.
You know how many times we've done it? If we had never done it, I probably would be frustrated. But we have done it so many times that it's just part of the gig. It's just
We're really on season 10.
We did it earlier today, too. I don't feel that bad.
Christina and I recorded something twice today. All right, so we're back with Chuck. He is literally with the nicest guy in the world. They're about to tell us about, he started to tell us about his date, his blind date with this young lady. And we got to the part where he walked in the apartment and he saw a nude painting of another man with
an
apparently very large penis. Here we go.
Who was the model for this particular painting?
Well, I went to an art school in Brentwood, and it was just one of the models that they have at the art school. But I guess I exaggerated some things in certain...
Okay, she got creative.
Chuck is blushing.
I know. You know the people in the audience do are freaking out.
Ah, penis!
I'm really getting a like for a lot. And I'm thinking, you know, it's about time for the you-know-what, the poetry.
Oh, Lord. You just walked in the door, John. You just walked in the door and saw a picture of a penis.
The poetry.
The poetry. I thought he was going to say, you know what? My penis. I mean, honestly, you can't give this girl 15 minutes before you start dropping poetry on her? Man, the 80s were a different time because if this worked, if she goes on a second date with him, I'm going to be very surprised.
Exactly the first thing that, not the first thing that bounced into my mind.
No.
I'm sensitive.
He's a rapscallion, that John.
Remember that.
No, I realize, with all due respect.
He does his little eye roll, too.
I know, he's got his little eyes. Those eyebrows move up and down, and they're accentuated by the world's largest eyebrows. So they just, you know, you can't help but notice.
Okay.
He's like a little kid. He's kind of cute.
So, I recite a couple of poems, one about myself, and then that one special poem that I referred to earlier.
Oh, the one special poem.
I'm cringy now.
the
one that I wrote for the last love.
What did you think of his poetry?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's warm and sensitive. And
I'm here with you. I walked through the door. Did you know my penis hits the floor?
He's an excellent poet.
Okay. Painter and a poet here. I can't believe it. Okay, so what happened next?
Okay, well, we leave there, and we caught something to eat, and then we went back to her place.
You caught something to eat?
I know.
This talk's so weird. Yeah.
And she invited me in, and I had to get my... I had left the jacket right there, and it happened to be in her bedroom.
Wait, hold on. What happened to the rest of the date? You went and got something to eat. What happened there, John?
Then came back to her house.
You're naming...
And then he had left his jacket in her bedroom.
That's weird.
While he went on the food alley?
He was trying to get another look at that.
He was.
Was the nude in the bedroom?
In one of the doors. In the apartment. First of all, second of all, you were literally describing plants she had in her house, and you said, we went to eat. I mean, what happened?
I know.
So, obviously, I had to go get my jacket. And got my jacket, and we got back to the door. And so far, all we've really done is maybe hold hands, because we don't want to rush these good dates. And
what?
Oh, you have to savor it.
Yes. So far, all we've done is I brushed aside her, Chrissy, and I got an erection immediately. And you don't want to rush these things, you see.
And so I said, well, I'll give her a little peck on the lips, you know. And a little peck on the lips got a little bit more. And this jacket's really getting heavy on my arm. So
this is the same guy who bruises because of country western dancing. You have to understand. John hasn't been to a gym ever.
Falls to the floor. And just so happens there's a chair there. Because you get tired if you stand up very long.
So
when do you get tired if you stand up very long? Well, who is this guy?
He sat down to kiss more?
Wait, did she sit on you?
There's a chair. A chair.
Yeah. Jeez, John, God, I thought you were a nice guy. Now you're just like you're a little hellcat waiting to be unleashed.
On a chair, and we're still kissing. And we thought, well, this has been such a nice time. Maybe it's time to cool it.
No, she thought, this has been a nice time. Maybe it's time to cool it.
That's basically when the date ended. It was a...
Okay, so you told us about none of the dates. So far, you walked in, saw a penis painting, caught something to eat, made out on a chair, and she told you enough is enough.
We both agreed.
Okay.
That's nice. I like it. How would you sum up this date, Ellen?
Well, when I came to Love Connection, I was looking for a handsome, intelligent man that was ambitious, and I found one.
Oh.
Wow.
There we go. They made
Look
a Love Connection.
Glad to see the audience come for you.
I found my dancing partner who does not have a boyfriend.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's see how good they were.
I knew they were going to pick one because of
the dancing and because they're both very quiet in nature.
51%.
He just gave the audience a scathing look.
Yeah, he gave them the death stare. I think lasers came out of his eyeballs. That was crazy.
But if you want to take the audience's advice and take Tony out, you know, that's the one we'll pay for because that's who they suggested. If not, you're on your own. You can do what you want.
I hope it's quite obvious by now that I would very much like to go out with Ellen.
Actually, it is rather obvious.
It's very obvious.
Come on out, Ellen.
As much as it can be in 80s television, that things have heated up between the two of you.
Are you on?
Oh, yes.
Come on in, John.
Come on out.
Come on down. Come on down. Get yourself a furry young man.
Oh,
she's lovely.
She's wearing a leather skirt, too.
She is lovely. Good for them. I actually wanted to see this work out for this guy because he really is a nice guy.
He does seem
like you would be hard pressed to find somebody in 2024 that talks and acts like this. Hard pressed.
Oh yeah.
And while he may be a little, you know, maybe he's got old world themes. This is the 80s, right? He's 40 years old in the early 80s, so. He's got his family crest on his pocket,
yes,
for God's sakes.
There's some kind of crest.
Thanks for coming on the show.
No, I think that's a handkerchief.
And we're going to come right back with another couple. Hang on.
All right, there you go. Well, I feel really happy for John.
I'm really excited. I hope they worked out and had babies and their family crest can be passed down.
You know what? This is a couple that I probably would never find online because I don't think that John is the type of person who probably kept up with technology.
Right.
But I do have to say, what a lovely couple. What a lovely, just like wholesome episode of the commercial break. How could we make it any nicer for you as we lead up into Christmas?
That's a feel good story.
Yes, we didn't go for anybody. You know, we've done so many love connections, and so many of the guys are just jerk offs to the. Remember that one guy who was the guy who was like a bouncer at the door?
Yeah,
you remember that? And he was touching the ladies, and he was like, "I date all night long," or whatever he said. "I can keep going all night long."
Yeah.
So many of these guys were headed straight to Jerry Springer, but John was a nice, classic, wholesome young man. And that lady, or jail. And that lady was so lovely. Nothing like parental control. Nothing at all.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, listen, how much more damage can we do today?
I think honestly, we need to quit while we're
ahead. All right. Let's quit while we're ahead. I do love a good love connection.
I do too.
I really do. It was part of my childhood.
Yep.
I remember my parents watching this show a lot because it was on during daytime TV. So you would get like, if you stayed home sick or you're on vacation, you would get Price is Right. You would get Love Connection. You would get Judge Wapner.
Oh, the Wapner.
Yeah. In the 90s, you would get Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you would get. What time Oprah come on? 4 o'clock. Oprah's
on.
That's right. That's right. 4 o'clock. You had to miss it. Can't miss television. Oprah Winfrey. But Love Connection was one of mine. Love Connection was the one that I really loved.
Yeah.
All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about the show, all the audio, all the video, right there at one location. And now, every single episode of the commercial break moving forward will be available on YouTube the same day that it's available here on the audio feed, Spotify, just a couple of days afterwards. So please do us a favor. Go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, like, comment on your favorite video, share if you dare, share if you care. Or you can go to Spotify and watch those videos, like I said, just a couple of days after they drop here on the audio feed. Also, do us a favor. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Would you be so kind as to text us? Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. We take them all right there at that phone number. You can leave us a text message. You can leave us a voicemail. We don't care how you do it. Just do it, please. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB podcast on TikTok, and again, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Also, because we know you're in the giving spirit, we certainly would appreciate it if you could spend a few bucks. If you want to give Chrissy and I something really special this holiday, you can do two things. You can keep listening to the 12 Days of TCB and beyond. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform. But then secondly, you can donate a few bucks to one of the causes we've been talking about. St. Jude's Foundation, the National Breast Cancer Coalition Fund, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and the ASPCA. All of these organizations doing wonderful work. Spend a few dollars, make yourself feel good. It's tax deductible. Go straight to their website by clicking the link on the show notes. Thank you in advance. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
But I will tell you that I do love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Happy holidays. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
if you got a softie in your brain, you're going to have a softie in your pants. You know what I'm saying?